Good afternoon. I'm Vin Ebneau. Ocean County health officials have developed a plan they're hoping to soon implement, which would open up 100 sites for vaccinations, similar to their seasonal flu program, which vaccinates people who want that shot within a month and a half. It's dependent, though, Ocean County Public Health Coordinator Dan Regney explains, on when they get more staffing and vaccine doses.
As we continue to get more vaccine and more staffing on board, I definitely see this more of a community-based model, continuing to get that out into the community, hitting all geographic locations within the county.
Regney adds the process for the COVID vaccine would be different, though, in terms of setting up appointments in the clinic flow, but they're looking to expand into a community-based model to reach more people in a quicker fashion. There are nearly 200,000 senior citizens, meanwhile, in Ocean County and those living in the 91 senior communities who are having trouble right now booking vaccine appointments like everybody, but also being able to get there because they can't find a ride or are physically unable to make an appointment. Regney says their goal is to be able to bring the vaccine to residents in these communities.
The senior communities are of high concern for us. We're working with the Ocean County Senior Services, who's been surveying the senior communities to look for interest in coming in. That interest has been very good.
Ocean County 10th District legislators, meanwhile, have sent a letter to Governor Murphy asking him as well to allow this plan to happen. There have been about 100 Lakewood Public School staff who have been vaccinated against COVID-19, according to the Lakewood Scoop. These include nurses and staff who are deemed high risk. Teachers as a group have not yet been added to the priority list for receiving the double shot in New Jersey. Lakewood schools have been open with in-person instruction for the entire academic year. As another week comes to a close in New Jersey, the pandemic numbers are showing some good signs. Overall, both hospitalizations and the rate of transmission have fallen. Less than 3,400 of the infected are in a hospital bed. Some 444 patients were discharged on Wednesday. The rate of transmission has fallen to 1.07, which is still pretty high and indicates the virus is still spreading. But after a post-holiday surge, it is starting to come down again. A cleaning worker has found herself in jail, as Manchester police have identified her as the person responsible for allegedly stealing jewelry from the homes of elderly residents. The 38-year-old from Burlington County faces several charges. Police are still looking for additional victims of the thefts. If you're one of them or know somebody who is, contact Manchester Police. In sports today, the Nets are on the road playing the Cavaliers at 7:30. The Sixers host the Celtics at 7:30, and the Knicks stay in California. They're playing the Sacramento Kings at 10 o'clock. On the ice tonight, the Rangers are visiting the Penguins at 7 o'clock. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow fell 93 and sits at 31,082 as of lunchtime. Weather today, mostly sunny with clouds here and there. Gusts up to 25 miles per hour at times, so it will be pretty windy today at times. Highs in the mid-40s. Clear tonight, though. Lows around 20. I'm Vin Ebneau on the Town Square Jersey Shore News Network.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.